810 here on the Mighty 690, and we are cruising towards official summer. And, you know, summer means 4th of July and, of course, fireworks. And we have joining us Gail Smith, who's organizing summer celebration coming up on July 8th. How you doing, Gail?
I'm doing good. Morning.
Hey, good to have you. So we have a really big, you know, the biggest fireworks show in Southeast Kansas on the way. That's... And for those who maybe are not familiar with summer celebration, can you tell us a little bit about what it is and how it started?
Well, it started about 17 years ago at my house, and we put on a, you know, feed, and then we had fireworks, we had the bands, you know, and it grown so big at our house, we kind of thought, well, let's just go down and talk to the city, and that's how it's called. This is the seventh year for having it in Coffeyville, and it's grown tremendous out here, too. So.
Well, that is great. And did it start kind of like as a normal 4th of July celebration, and then you moved it to the 8th, or as far as the timing goes?
Well, we've always had it the weekend after the 4th. That way, people that were maybe on vacation or at the lake or something like that, you know, we kind of figured that they would maybe be home or, you know, on the Saturday after the 4th. We get a little bigger crowd, and really that's the way it works, and a lot of people like it that way.
I think that's unique, and it's good, because oftentimes, you know, the 4th, depending on what night of the week can be, you know, kids might still have activities to get to, people gotta work, you know.
Right.
I know I can't stay out late. So I'm definitely looking forward to my first one here as my first kind of 4th of July season in Southeast Kansas. But for those who, you know, haven't been before, what can we expect? I know you got a long list of events there.
Yeah, the event takes place on July the 8th, which is the 4th, I believe, comes on a Tuesday this year. So we have it on the weekend, the Saturday, excuse me, after the 4th. It'll start out in the morning around 7 o'clock. We'll have our 5K and our mile run walk. You know, they'll start over around the Stevenson Building. About 7:30, the car registration will open. The cars will be coming in, all the show cars. Registration will be underneath the grandstands there at the rodeo arena. And about 8 o'clock, we'll have their kitty car show. Their registration will be inside the Stevenson Building over there. They can take their little cars, and, you know, get them charged up and get them dressed up, or just bring them as is, because, you know, it's just one of our premier events. Those kids just have a blast. About 9:30, we'll begin our judging for car show, the motorcycles, the trucks. We do have water slides coming this year. They'll open that up about 10 o'clock, and they'll be open about all day. At 11 o'clock, Coffeyville Municipal Band will be playing at the show arena. They always put on a good show and have a crowd. And anyway, about 12 p.m., we'll have our stage art dance team. They'll be there in front of the grandstands. And about 12:45, D'Angelo Bradley will do his Michael Jackson tribute out in front. Also about 12 p.m., we'll have a cornhole tournament. Registration begins over there. 1 o'clock, the kitty cars will lead them out of the Stevenson Building with red lights and sirens, and have a little parade that goes around in front of the grandstands, and we award them with medals and a little cash award. It's more of a demo derby sometimes than it is a cruise, but it's fun. And the crowd loves that. About 2 o'clock, we'll have our car show awards in front of the stadium. Also, DJ Booth, DeVille Productions, Andy Vale, and Drew Banzit, which they've done this for us ever since we've been in Coffeyville, and they put on music all day, and they do our announcements. They they just do a great job. We've got enough vendors coming this year. It'll be like a giant shopping mall. Food vendors and merchandise vendors and information vendors will be there all day. And if you want to be a vendor, give us a call and we'll make a space for you. About 6 o'clock, 5:30 to 6, the Retro Rockers, the Backroads Band, will be coming back this year. Retro Rockers and Backroads always put on a good show. Backroads Band, matter of fact, we're retiring, and I talked to them, and I said, you know, there is such a thing as a reunion, so they're getting back together for us out here. They always put on a really, really good show. And then somewhere 9:45 to 10 o'clock, we will blow up the sky with the fireworks. Should be a bigger show than we've ever had. And I talked to my fireworks people, and it takes them about 3 or 4 days to get that set up. And they always put on a really, really good show. And that's about the day. You know, it's a pretty full day.
Well, it does sound like quite a lot. And I know, you know, something like this surely, you know, takes a lot of effort and funds to put on. Do you take any donations for this sort of thing, or how is this funded?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The Coffeyville businesses and individuals and, you know, surrounding, you know, it's just great. They really support this event, you know, and over the past 7 years, it's gotten even better. Not patting myself on the back, but I upfront about everything, the fireworks and the bands and all that. And then, you know, I recover some of the costs. It's pretty expensive to put on this event of this size. So.
Well, it's just super generous. And I mean, this is one of those things that, you know, allowing kids and families to make memories during this 4th of July kind of season. I mean, that's something that I think from speaking on behalf of just, you know, residents here, yeah. We would have to thank you a lot for everything you do.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, just the businesses. You know, if anybody wants to donate to this cause, you know, our DJ plays music, and then, you know, we have commercial breaks, and he'll acknowledge all of our donators and, you know, the individuals that help us put this on. They're the ones that I acknowledge. They're, you know, that's the businesses and individuals are the ones that make this happen.
Sure, absolutely. And I know that we are looking for still some volunteers for people to help on the day of and leading up to. So what are you looking for as far as volunteer work that needs to be done?
Well, volunteers would be, you know, we do have way more vendors this year, I believe, than we've ever had. You know, just people that come in, maybe a little, you know, kind of help us get those put in there in an order, get spots, get there where they can hook up their electric and their water if they need it, and this kind of thing, and just make it look, you know, real kind of orderly in there. You know, people to come in and kind of help us direct traffic, getting the car show people in and getting the spectator people, you know, in their places where they need to be. You know, I think we've got 7 years that this thing pretty much has began to run itself, other than, you know, people just need help to know where to go. You know, for the most part, just people to kind of come in and help us direct the traffic. So,
and if people are one looking, if they're maybe a vendor and they want to participate, they want to be a vendor, or two, if someone wants to volunteer, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Okay, they can call me. My number is 620-252-8688. And Cassie, my wife, she's the one that is painstakingly, she's the one that has taken on the list of the vendors this year, and her number is 620-252-5155. Just, you know, call, we'll get you a spot. And that's I might mention too that if you want to be a vendor, there's no charge for the spots. Everything that we do out there is free. The registration for the car show is free. A kiddie car show, everything's free. The 5K runs, everything is free. You know, there's sponsors that do the kitty car show. We have sponsors that do the water slides. We have sponsors that does the 5K run. But everything's free. The only thing that'll cost you is come out and support our vendors and our food vendors just have a fun day at the park. Bring your lawn chairs out, enjoy the music, look at the cars. You know, it's just a fun family day.
Well, it does sound like it. I'm really looking forward to my first summer celebration. And anything else that you want to let the listeners know about this morning?
I don't know that there's really anything else. I'll continue to do this as long as I can. And, you know, with the support of the city, the park out there is beautiful. They really, all departments, you know, we depend on the public service. They just keep the park beautiful out there. You know, our electric department checks all of our pedestals to make sure they're all working for our vendors. The water department supplies us with the manifolds for the people that need water for their, you know, for their food trucks or whatever. But just all of the things that the city does for us, supports us. Like I said, 7 years, and it's just been great out there. So.
Bigger and better every year.
Bigger and better.
We appreciate it, and we're going to be chatting with you here a couple more times before summer celebration. So, Gail Smith, thank you so much for coming by. And, again, thank you for all the work and organizing all of this. It's going to be a great time.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. And we'll be back with more Open Line. Actually, we'll be starting getting into an early bird edition of Open Line. That is next here on the Mighty 690.